The Archbishop of Philadelphia has suspended 21 priests connected to allegations of child sex abuse. Yesterday's move was the latest in a series of actions by the Archdiocese to deal with findings in a grand jury report released last month. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
Cardinal Justin Regali says he's sorry for the harm done to the victims of sexual abuse and is determined to work for a solution that deals effectively with this issue in the church. Regali says he knows for many people their trust in the church has been shaken, and he prays his efforts to address their concerns will help rebuild that trust. Regali took the actions after a grand jury report accused a Monsignor, three priests, and a parochial school teacher of abusing kids or failing to prevent abuse by others. It also said that as many as 37 priests remained in active ministry with allegations or reports of inappropriate behavior or sexual abuse of minors. To review cases of accused priests in active ministry, the Archdiocese brought on Gina Maisto Smith, a former Philadelphia assistant district attorney who prosecuted child sexual assault cases.
I conducted with my team and the assistance of a forensic psychiatrist the initial review, and I made recommendations to the cardinal based on that initial review, and he accepted those recommendations.
In addition to the 21 suspended priests, three others were placed on administrative leave after the report was released in February. The Archdiocese says eight priests were not placed on leave because the initial independent examination of the cases found no further investigation is warranted.
It would be incredibly naive for anybody to think that the mere suspension of these men somehow signifies a new day in the Archdiocese.
That's David Clossy, the executive director of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
Anytime a credibly accused child molester is publicly identified or suspended, kids are safer. However, it's crucial to remember that the grand jury found widespread fault and deceit and recklessness by church officials. So while this is a long overdue and welcome step, it's only a very partial first step.
Patrick Wall calls this a historic moment. He's a former Roman Catholic priest who is now a canon lawyer in California. He has worked on priest sex abuse cases across the country. He says the grand jury report and the moves by the Archdiocese are significant.
This report takes it to another level because they go after the vicar for clergy. That person who has the authority of the Archbishop, Justin Regali, to, handle priest affairs and priest assignments. And that person now is being called to justice.
And Wall says the Philadelphia situation could affect litigation across the U.S.
It really does change the face of things because not only can we look to the bishop or the religious superior, but now we can specifically look at how different lower mid-level managers could be charged with child endangerment.
Gina Maisto Smith will now lead a team of experts to investigate each of the cases to determine if the priest should be returned to ministry or removed from ministry. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.